Hello, my name is Detective Superintendent Peter Reid. Thank you for coming this afternoon. As we have said in our earlier media advisory, I will be reading a short statement, but I'm unable to answer any questions at the end. This is because of the classified nature of the investigation and also the ongoing court processes that are currently underway in relation to Mr.com. In October 2012, police commenced an investigation following a complaint by Dr. Russell Norman MP. This alleged that the Government Communications Security Bureau unlawfully intercepted the communications of Mr.com and others. The complaint followed a letter from the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security to the Prime Minister, in which he concluded the actions of GCSB in relation to Mr.com and Mr. Bram van der Kolk were unlawful. This complaint was considered against sections 216B, 216C and 107 of the Crimes Act 1961. A thorough investigation was undertaken. This included interviews with staff from the GCSB and the Organised and Financial Crime Agency of New Zealand, otherwise known as OFCANS, plus consideration of all the relevant documentation. The investigation itself has been reviewed by Senior Barrister Christy McDonald QC to provide a further level of independent oversight. After careful consideration of all the facts, police has determined that no criminal charges will be laid against any person regarding this complaint. It was established that one communication relating to Mr.com had been intercepted in breach of the provisions of Section 216B. While GCSB staff did commit the prohibited act in relation to Section 216B of the Crimes Act, they did not have the necessary intent to satisfy the elements of the offence and be considered criminally liable. No prosecution could be brought under Section 216C because no disclosures of communications could be established in breach of this section. While there is no criminal liability, police have identified a number of shortcomings in the handling of the interception requests. The investigation concluded that OFCANS had more accurate and detailed information that should have been provided to GCSB. It was also apparent that GCSB had an incorrect understanding of the Immigration Act 2009 and how it related to the GCSB Act. GCSB staff also did not follow their own internal processes in actioning the OFCANS requests. Police will now consider a number of recommendations made by the investigation team to improve processes between the police and the GCSB. And that's the end of my statement. Thank you.
Why aren't you taking any questions?